why Women's History Month means little. Every year, the same quiet thoughts creep into my head. I wonder about what these designations really mean for the rest of the year, as February is the shortest month. Is that why it was chosen for Black History Month? If we honor women in March, does that mean we have 11 months to dishonor them? Often, granting designations is a safe, cheap way of doing nothing substantial. I've often thought of these things as elite constructions, ways to entrap wealthy and middle-class women into existing power structures, which, once done, heighten the war against poor and working-class women. Is it better if women are presidents, CEOs, or senators, if they merely reproduce the warlike imperial programs of the past? How can this be the month of honoring women, while thousands of women are raped daily in the Darfur region of Sudan, while millions of poor and working-class women work longer hours for less money, for less dignity, for less autonomy? At the very same time as television hawks its Women's History Month public service announcements or programs, Congress defeats a meager minimum wage bill, which raises the hourly wage about $2, further relegating more working women to more struggles for survival. As such, working women lack a living wage. Congress works overtime to treat the wealthy to a few more tax breaks. Few countries on earth truly honor women. They speak of doing so. They issue edicts. But few act in ways which truly honor women's contribution to society. Their efforts seem to be recruitment programs for empire, for more unfreedom. Years ago, activists Maria Rosa Dalla Costa and Selma James wrote of the unique contributions of women to the working class and indeed to the world. In the introduction to The Power of Women and the Subversion of the Community, James wrote, "Marx's analysis of capitalist production was not a meditation on how society ticked. It was a tool to find the way to overthrow it, to find the social forces who, exploited by capital, were subversive to it." It is because Maria Rosa Dalla Costa was looking for women's lever of social power among those forces that she was able to uncover that even when women do not work out of their homes, they are vital producers. The commodity they produce, unlike all other commodities, is unique to capitalism. The living human being, the laborer himself. It is no real honor to name a month Women's History Month. How women are treated during the rest of the year determines how women are really perceived in this society. And that means all women, poor women, black women, aged women, mothers and crones, half the world. For them, the war goes on for their lives, for their health, for their families, and for their futures. They remain nature's producers of people, the organic horn of human plenty, yet they're treated as social slaves who are not intrinsically worthy of social wealth and support. It is for this reason that a symbolic month seems so empty. Women make history every hour of every day, for they bring forth life. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.